Cultured Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
God told me to tell you this.
That's paganism.
Do you really expect and anticipate that the divine voice of God can be heard by you?
That's horoscope reading.
Standing in the office of the prophet of God.
That's reading tea leaves.
You can't have a relationship to God if you can't hear God.
That is not biblical Christianity.
You want to hear God speak to you? Read your Bible. If you want to hear God speak to you audibly, read it out loud. I promise you, 100% guaranteed, you will hear Him speak.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Thanks, Oprah. Thanks a lot. This is Wretched Radio. No, I'm not expressing gratitude because the queen of talk TV, I think she still is. She's still on infecting women. She has been for decades. She gives stuff away and people get all ecstatic about the Oprah's kindness and generosity. I'm not grateful for that. I'm grateful that she's contributed so much to the demise of the American family. In other words, I'm being sarcastic. Why? Because Oprah Winfrey has been banging a gong for decades, and we are now seeing the reverberations in millions of homes. And there's a very good chance, if you are a parent with children, which is one of the dumbest things I've ever said, because you can't be a parent without children, you perhaps experienced ghosting. This is simultaneously one of my favorite and least favorite subjects. It's my least favorite subject because of the devastation that people like Oprah Winfrey have caused. It's also one of my favorite subjects because I hope in talking about it and sharing how many people, how many parents have been ghosted by their children, it brings a little comfort. It's not going to make the devastating pain go away. When a kid just cuts off mom and dad, it is a searing pain. And knowing that a lot of others are experiencing it isn't going to remove that, but it perhaps makes you feel a little better to know, yes, you sinned as a parent, but it is not you. This is a pernicious trend. And Oprah Winfrey was probably one of the original popularizers. She really expressed in tones that resonated with women, you've got to be your own island. You've got to love yourself. You got to believe in yourself. You got to live your authentic life. When we did campus events in Georgia, it was not hard to assemble a bunch of Oprah quotes. She's just, for years, I had to discover that the most important person in the planet is me. And she's been teaching women to do that for forever. And so the women that imbibe this message, and men too, the fellas are doing it also, but we're just picking on Oprah at the moment. They have learned that because they are the most important being in the universe, if anybody assaults their autonomy in any way, shape, or form, you gotta ghost them. You got to draw the boundaries. How big of a trend is this? Massive. Jimmy, before the program began, I asked you, would you kindly type into the Amazon book dealy, Bob? Let Them. Mm-hmm. What did you find?
There is a book called The Let Them Theory, mm-hmm, by Mel Robbins. And it, yeah.
Okay. And does it indicate how many books that it's sold now? It's a New York Times bestseller.
Oh, yeah.
Is it hit 8 million yet?
It doesn't say that I can see. It does say millions.
Yeah, it's millions of copies of this book. Now, would you kindly go to the description of the book? And what you're about to hear is a popularizing of this postmodern, yes, but it's beyond postmodern. It's this modernism where you're the center. You've got to express yourself, said Madonna. You got to let the innards show on the outards so that you can be celebrated for how you feel on the inside. And if anybody gets in the way of that, you need to ghost them. You need to draw boundaries. You need to let them go. Jimmy,
yes?
Would you kindly share the description of this gem of a book?
If you've ever felt stuck, overwhelmed, or frustrated. Okay,
excuse me.
What?
Why are you doing it like the ShamWow guy?
I'm a radio. That's the...
Okay, go ahead.
If you've ever felt stuck, overwhelmed, or frustrated with where you are, the problem isn't you.
No.
The problem is the power you give to other people.
So in other words, the problem is other. You're never the problem.
That's right.
They are.
Two simple words.
Let them.
That's right. It will set you free.
Mm-hmm. Does it do any more description than that?
Oh, yeah. Free from the opinions, drama, and judgments of others.
Yeah, of course, you can't get judged when you cut them off and block their number. Keep going.
Free from the exhausting cycle of trying to manage everything and everyone around you. The Let Them Theory puts the power to create a life you love back in your hands.
Mm.
And this book will show you exactly how to do it.
All right. Now, I've got another assignment for you.
Okay.
And if you ever want to just torture yourself, go read the comments. Oh, I was finally set free. I told my parents to go away. No, I didn't even tell them. I just blocked them. And now I feel so much better. Thank you, Let Them Theory.
Mm.
What?
No, I just did that. I went down to the
reviews.
The first one, I bought the Let Them Theory for myself while navigating a difficult relationship with a narcissistic parent.
Of course.
And this book opened my eyes.
It sure did.
Yeah.
They're the problem. Mm. They're narcissist. Why? Because they said, you know what? I think I want a turtle sundae instead of just a hot fudge sundae. Ah! How dare you assault my values that way? And I'm telling you, it is that tender. Yes, social media has contributed to it, but this movement, and it is a movement. It's a philosophical movement. It's been roiling, really, for centuries. We've made our way through the history of postmodernism or expressive postmodernism before. We're really starting to see the rotten fruit of that worldview, and it's coming out with millions of kids ghosting their parents. Now, Jimmy, as long as you're at the Amazon machine. Boundaries. Yep. Let me know when you got that, because okay. Boundaries is another key word. Boundaries are the thing you need to put up boundaries so that nobody can hurt you. So if there's anybody who hurts you, put up boundaries. And this is why it's a little bit tricky, because I think we'd all affirm if somebody is actually hurting you, physical, sexual, get away from that person. That stay safe. We all affirm that, but that's different than cutting somebody off because they have a difference of opinion or they tell you, you know, I don't think that was the right decision. What do? You draw boundaries, meaning you cut them off. Now that biblical wisdom says, well, sure, of course there can be, I'll use their word, boundaries for protection, for making sure that they aren't harming your family spiritually. Do I believe that a child could ever get to the place where they have to tell mom and dad, I am so sorry because you have not, after my repeated warnings, stopped doing this with my children, your grandchildren? We're going to have to separate for a bit because I got to keep my kids safe. Can that ever happen? Sure it can. Are there ever parents that are genuinely so awful that the separation, at least for a season, is needed? Absolutely. But that isn't what they are promoting. They're promoting that if your parents do anything, the boundary means block them. You're done. All right, Jimmy, now, you didn't have any time to look at this boundaries business. How many books on boundaries popped up?
Oh, several. Yeah. Several.
Give me some titles.
Boundaries is one. Then there's the Boundaries book that will transform your life.
Ah.
Boundaries Updated and Expanded Edition.
Yeah, well, we've got more rules to add.
Set Boundaries, Find Peace.
Yeah. Okay, go read the description on that one.
A Guide to Reclaiming Yourself.
Yes!
Healthy Boundaries. We all know we should have them in order to achieve work-life balance. Cope with toxic people.
There it is. Toxic, that's a biggie. Yeah. And narcissistic, that's the other word.
And enjoy rewarding relationships with partners, friends, and family. But what do healthy boundaries really mean? And how can we successfully express our needs, say no, and be assertive without offending others?
There's so many levels that I would just, it would be so aggravating to read that book. First of all, the messaging. Second of all is the authority. Was a week or two ago, was reading a book, and it was saying good things, you know, stuff about relationship. And like, yeah, that's good. But after a page, I found myself saying, why should I listen to this person when they're not quoting the Bible? Now, I know I'm steeped in that kind of literature, but I thought, who says that this is right? I mean, it kind of resonated with me. It made sense based on my worldview. But I found myself questioning the author. How do you know these things? Why are you the source of what makes somebody toxic or narcissistic? Which actually used to have a meaning. Narcissistic now means somebody said that they think that the temperature is nice and you thought that it was too humid. Oh, they're narcissistic. The weather has to be the way that they wanted to cut them off. It's become that ridiculous. And honestly, more ridiculous than even that. Even so, why should we believe these people? Who are they to tell us what to do without authority? And that's why all these self-help books, I just find myself choking on them because it's like, it's just you, dude, whoever you are. No, you let them theory woman. Why should I listen to you? If you've been caught up in this trend, you now have an option, mom and dad. You can just say, well, I guess I won't have a relationship with the kids. Or your option is you become a, ready for this, doormat? Next on Wretched Radio.
You ever had a question that you weren't sure your small group could handle? Like, what does the Bible actually say about mental health? Or what does biblical manhood look like for a 20-something who's never seen and modeled? These aren't easy topics, but they're the exact topics our Fortis Forums tackle. And all of these Fortis Forums are available right now on Fortis Plus on your phone, your tablet, and even your TV. You can go and download the Fortis Plus app right now on wherever you download apps, or just simply go to fortisplus.org.
Hat tip to Masters University. You want to send your kids someplace where they actually still teach the Bible? Not just based on a document that they maybe have in a file cabinet someplace, but they actually use the Bible there. The education at the Masters University, not only biblical, but oh so practical. I encourage you to visit masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Every man knows what it's like to fight a battle no one else can see. You wake up, you're determined that today is going to be different. This time, you're going to be stronger than the temptation. But then evening comes, and there you are again, right back where you started. You're making promises to yourself that you already know deep down that you're not going to keep tomorrow. That's what Todd Friel gets into very deeply with his resource, Play the Man. It's available right now as an ebook, an audiobook, and video series only at fortisplus.org. So here's a question. Who's teaching your son what it means to be a man? Is it TikTok? His football coach? Some guy on a podcast who thinks masculinity means to never apologize? Well, here's the problem. Culture keeps handing men two options. Be a doormat or be a bulldozer. And that's why we created Gentle Man, a brand new video series with Todd Friel and Dr. John Krotz. New episodes are dropping every Monday on Fortis Plus. So download the Fortis Plus app on your smartphone, on your smart TV, or just simply go to fortisplus.org. Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. Now, be honest with me for a second. Is your marriage thriving or is it just surviving? Are you and your spouse building something together, or are you just really trying to get through another week without another major blow up? And Fortis Institute fellow Pastor Brad Bigney hosts a podcast called Thrive, and that's exactly what it's all about. And it's only made possible because of our gospel partners. Help us reach more families with the truth of God's word. You can find out how right now at fortisinstitute.org. Wretched, amazing grace, amazing gospel. Okay, so if you admit it, you're like the rest of us. You've got 47 streaming services, and you're paying for at least 6 of them. But somehow, every night, you sit down on the couch and you say, there's nothing to watch. Meanwhile, Fortis Plus is sitting right there for free on your Roku, your Fire TV, Apple TV, Android. Download the Fortis Plus app right now. It is absolutely free. And unlike that true crime documentary that you've watched 3 times at least, it might actually do you some good.
Lexicon. The Incarnation is one of the greatest miracles recorded in the Bible. At the Incarnation, the eternal God became a human being He did not abandon his deity, nor did he put on a human shell like a hand puts on a puppet. Jesus Christ is 100% human and 100% God, the only acceptable sacrifice for the forgiveness of sins.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Please meet Doormat Mom. This is Wretched Radio. Fox News sharing a story of a woman who has been expressing how she feels about her daughter drawing boundaries. She got herself a TikTok and Instagram account. That's right, a mom got a TikTok and Instagram account to let the world know, my daughter, in the midst of planning for her wedding, blocked me. Now she won't take my text, she won't return my calls. Even the fiance has ghosted the parents-in-law. Why? Because of the trend of letting people go, keeping yourself safe so that you can live your selfish, authentic life without anybody ever contradicting you or just even bugging you. That's all it takes, by the way, to be ghosted. And you just, your parents do stuff that you don't like. They cook food you're not nuts about. Any, you become sophisticated in your tastes. And they keep making chicken pockets every time you're over. I can't deal with this. They're just not allowing me to be my authentic self. And so I'm done with you chicken pocket parents. I'm not kidding. It's that ridiculous. Doormat Mom featured in a Fox News article talking about family estrangement rising. She calls herself Doormat Mom. Her name is Laura Wellington. Citing a study from Cornell University found that more than a quarter of Americans, that's 67 million people. You think I've been exaggerating about this? 67 million people in America report being estranged from a family member. This ain't a joke. This is a big deal. Hardly anybody at this point has escaped the wounds from the ghosting trend. And so the article features Laura Wellington in Connecticut as one of them. While research has shown many estrangements are gradual, this woman said it was like bang. She was planning the wedding. She gets cut off. Now, can't even talk to the daughter. I get emails on this virtually every week. This is happening all the time because the kids who were raised in good Christian homes get infected with let them and boundary setting and expressive individualism. And what are they told repeatedly over and over again, incessantly, without ever stopping? You gotta ghost them. They're toxic. They're narcissists. Get away from them. This woman pushed back because both her daughter and the fiance blocked her from all contact. This trend is happening not just in the U.S., but in Germany, the UK, Australia, and other countries. Why? Why is this happening? Social media. Everybody has access to these millions and hundreds of millions of viewed videos that encourage kids to get rid of them, their parents, or sibling. Same thing, family, it doesn't matter. You bug me, you're out. Since posting her first video, she's built a social media following of nearly 150,000 people. In other words, a lot of people are dealing with this. She said a lot of parents were ashamed to talk about it because they felt that if they talked about it, the first question they would get is, well, what'd you do? All right, here's what they did. They did their best. That's what they did. Most of these parents, they did their best. Yes, they sinned. Yes, they would look back and say, I wish I had done some things differently. But overall, they were trying as a parent. But the accusation, the conclusion that people come to immediately is if your kid isn't talking to you, you must be the problem. As a rule, not a perfect rule, because there are some genuinely bad parents out there. We have already affirmed that. But that is not the majority. Now, almost everybody who's ghosted their parents would say, well, no, my parents, they really are. Define toxic. Define narcissistic. What are they really doing to you that is so violently egregious? Oh, yeah, they're using words, which are violence. Words aren't violence. Words can hurt. They can be painful. Violent is physical. Violent is doing something to genuinely harm your person. Is it nasty when people say bad things? Of course it is. But that's living in a fallen world, is it not? We say bad things to one another. that doesn't make somebody toxic or narcissistic. It makes them a sinner. And the Bible accounts for that. Yes, the Bible does give permission to keep yourself safe. But the Bible has a different angle on this. Those people that bug you are good for you. They're good for you because guess what they're going to make you do? They're going to grow you in peace, patience, loving kindness, gentleness, self-control. And so because we are in this family covenantal unit, we stay in it. We continue to love one another and work through it for everybody's good, not just for me. This trend is awful. Back to the article, estrangement is becoming more normalized in addressing family tensions, even when there's no abuse or neglect. Several factors are driving it, according to this Fox News story. Political and cultural differences. I would add religious. Societal narratives that are destroying families. It's true, the wars that we see out on the streets of, I don't know, say Minneapolis, there are a lot of people that would affirm what's going on there. That might be your kid. Did you raise them up that way? No, they got infected that way. And now they see you basically as Donald Trump. They see you as being the most awful thing imaginable because of your political worldview. Furthermore, they see you that way because of your adherence to the statement that Jesus made that he's the way, the truth, the life. And they don't like it because they become educated and they see that there's just different paths and everybody can believe what they want to. And Jesus is far too exclusive. Won't share this now, but just read Gen Z's attitude toward Jesus. They did this big study with young people, reading them stories, and the kids basically saw Jesus as toxic because that's the way they're trained. That's the way that they've been rewired, because you don't have as much access to your kid as their cell phone does. If you're a new parent, that might be something to chew on. There's a lack of foundation in traditional family values, loss of faith, loss of grounded principles, education. The way these things are being skewed today, cutting off your parents is the first go-to, not the last. That's what they're being instructed to do. This is what they are being encouraged to do. Cut them off as fast as you can. End that relationship. A guy named Jonathan Elpert, a New York City psychotherapist. Parents are cut off because of who they voted for, what news they watch, or the views they express, including their Christian views, of course. What once would have been handled as a disagreement is now framed as moral injury. It's all therapeutic. This is the lingua franca. Lingua franca. I think he's an announcer at the Olympics. The point is, this is just the way they talk. It just kind of pours right out of them. It's all, I've been morally wounded by your words. I don't have the bandwidth to handle this. It's just therapeutic in nature. Now he goes on to say this. Once a parent's beliefs are labeled as unsafe or toxic, disengagement is justified and necessary. Estrangement becomes a form of moral signaling rather than a last resort response to genuine harm. Now, both of them offer, how do you deal with this? And the reason that this woman featured in the story calls herself Doormat Mom is because that too is another trend. Jimmy, I asked you to do the Amazon book thing on the doormat parenting.
Mm-hmm.
What you got?
Well, there's several books. Doormat Mom No More. Raising Good Humans, A Mindful Guide to Breaking the Cycle of Reactive Parenting.
All right. So in other words, be a doormat.
Right.
Yeah. Just lay down. Let them walk all over you. And then there will be peace. That's written by an expressive individualist. The first one is saying, no, I'm not going to do it anymore. Any other ones?
Oh, yeah. Punishment-free parenting. The brain-based way to raise kids without raising your voice.
Yeah, sure. Sure. So on and on it goes.
Yeah.
So there are these individuals, secularists, I'm certain, that would say you got to be a doormat. I don't think that's right. I don't think that's correct. I think obviously we want to live peaceably, even amongst our family members. But that's what parents are for. And if you're young, please note your parents, they are your best source of everything. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding. If you don't tap into it, you're missing the boat. And so these encouragements to become a doormat parent, it's like, Not going to play that game because, well, I don't think it's biblical. Second of all, I don't think it's actually loving. The woman who calls herself doormat mom says, don't chase after them. You just got to let them go. I'm not sure that there's hard and fast rules on this. I do think, though, there might be something that parents who have been ghosted might want to consider, and this could be a little hard, I grant you that, but they have a laundry list of accusations against you. If you can have access to them and let them share the ones that you can genuinely repent for, do that. It might open up a door. I've seen that happen before. How much you chase them, some people would say you're pushing them further away. Others would say that it's helpful. I think wisdom is involved, and that is why you won't have to look very hard in your church to find that wisdom because of other parents who have gone through it who can walk through this nightmare with you. So if you are a parent who has been ghosted, I'm super sorry for that. Please find another ghosted parent in your church. Learn from one another so that you don't have to be a doormat parent with a broken heart. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.